Charlie Kirk remembered by Texas officials as patriot, truth teller after tragic killing. By Bob Price on September 10, 2025. Texas leaders are mourning the death of conservative activist Charlie Kirk, who was fatally shot during a speaking event at Utah Valley University, calling the act unspeakable evil and a senseless assassination. From Governor Greg Abbott to Senator Ted Cruz, officials across the Lone Star State condemned the killing and praised Kirk's legacy as a bold voice for American youth, faith, and freedom. The outpouring of grief underscores Kirk's deep ties to Texas and the growing alarm over political violence nationwide. Following the assassination of Kirk on Wednesday, Texas officials posted prayers and memories of the man who inspired millions of young people to engage in politics and not be afraid to express their conservative ideals. Governor Abbott wrote on social media that he and his wife, Cecilia, are heartbroken by the assassination and passing of Charlie Kirk. Cecilia and I are heartbroken by the assassination and passing of Charlie Kirk. Charlie's voice was a beacon for millions of young Americans searching for truth, courage, and conviction. This senseless act of violence has no place in America. Our prayers are with Charlie's. Greg Abbott, at GregAbbott_TX, September 10, 2025. Charlie's voice was a beacon for millions of young Americans searching for truth, courage, and conviction, Abbott stated. This senseless act of violence has no place in America. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick posted a photo taken at a rally where he and Kirk appeared a few years ago. Charlie was a dear friend for many years, and I am heartbroken and in disbelief over his murder. Please keep his wife, his two young children, and all of his loved ones in your prayers. This photo of Charlie in Texas a few years ago is a reminder of his energy, passion, and pic.twitter.com/t5sr1abowie. Dan Patrick, at Dan Patrick, September 10, 2025. I'm heartbroken and in disbelief over his murder, Patrick wrote. Please keep his wife, his two young children, and all of his loved ones in your prayers. The outright hate against conservatives in this country by many in the political opposition and in the mainstream media must stop now, the lieutenant governor continued. May God bless Charlie Kirk and his family. Calling Kirk's murder an act of pure evil, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton said, Charlie was an American patriot, a friend, and a faithful husband and father. Join me in praying for Charlie's family and friends at this time. Words cannot express how horrific this is to all of us. This act of pure evil is truly sickening. Charlie was an American patriot, a friend, and a faithful husband and father. Join me in praying for Charlie's family and friends at this time. Words cannot express how horrific this is to all of us. Attorney General Ken Paxton, at Ken Paxton, September 10, 2025. Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson wrote, I am heartbroken by the news of Charlie Kirk's passing. In this time of shock and sorrow, we look to God's promises for hope and strength. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, Revelation 21:4. May the Lord's comfort and eternal peace be with Erica, his family, and all who are grieving this profound loss. At the federal level, Texas's senior senator, John Cornyn, wrote, May God comfort them during this unimaginably difficult time. Sandy and I join the entire nation in lifting Charlie Kirk's family up in prayer. May God comfort them during this unimaginably difficult time. Senator John Cornyn, at John Cornyn, September 10, 2025. Senator Ted Cruz posted a photo of Kirk with his wife and two children, saying, Charlie Kirk's murder was an act of unspeakable evil. Charlie was a close friend, we first met when he was just 18, and Turning Point was a nascent idea. He added. Charlie was courageous, brilliant, compassionate, and powerfully honest. He was a strong Christian who boldly proclaimed the gospel. Charlie loved our country deeply, and we will forever remember him and honor his legacy. Heidi and I are praying for his wife Erica and their two young children, and all of his family and loved ones. May God's comfort and love be upon them. May Charlie rest in peace, and may he forever rest in the loving embrace of the Lord. Republican Congresswoman Beth Van Duyn said, Today, America lost an incredible patriot, a man of tremendous faith in God, who inspired millions of young Americans with his infectious enthusiasm for our great nation. our unmatched liberties, and the promise that only the United States offers to all of mankind. Today, America lost an incredible patriot, a man of tremendous faith in God, who inspired millions of young Americans with his infectious enthusiasm for our great nation, our unmatched liberties, and the promise that only the United States offers to all of mankind. I was honored. pic.twitter.com/espguilu3. Congresswoman Beth Van Duyn, at Rep. Beth Van Duyn, September 10, 2025. Democrat Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett expressed, "Today's act of political violence in Utah against Charlie Kirk is absolutely disgusting and unacceptable. We don't have to agree on everything, but we should all agree on this. Political violence is wrong, and has no place in our democracy. Today's act of political violence in Utah against Charlie Kirk is absolutely disgusting and unacceptable. We don't have to agree on everything, but we should all agree on this. Political violence is wrong, and has no place in our democracy." Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett, at Rep. Jasmine, September 10, 2025. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins called Kirk's murder a horrific act of domestic terror. Bob Price is the Breitbart Texas Border Team's associate editor and senior news contributor. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. He also serves as president of Blue Wonder Gun Care Products,